This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and light was good. Then God said, "Let there be Edward Woodson."
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man well and safe. I've been around for a long, long year. So many a man, so to face. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. Damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his face. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guessed my name.
You're listening to Talk Radio's Prince of Darkness, where the only thing hotter than hell is liberty. The Edward Woodson Show.
America, welcome to the show, everyone. 877-317-6432 is the number here. Mr. Obama gave his final press conference today at the White House, and I just want to play a couple little excerpts for you, as well as the big news, obviously, was the fact that President Obama shortened Bradley Manning's 35-year prison sentence, setting a May release for the former Army intelligence analyst's conviction of leaking government secrets. So here's the irony of this. Now tell me if you think this is ironic. I don't know. We were talking about now the last few weeks about how the Russians hacked this election, right? And how, you know, the Russians hacked the DNC, John Podesta's emails. They hacked into Hillary Clinton's emails. Maybe. We don't know. That never came out. That was never released. But anyway, the media narrative and the White House has been talking about, of course, that the Russians hacked this election and gave the information to WikiLeaks, right? But that somehow is a bigger deal than Bradley Manning. Now, Bradley Manning, granted, Bradley Manning was arrested, tried, and convicted, and sentenced to 35 years in prison. He has served now 7 years of a 35-year sentence. Obama has decided to now commute his sentence, and he will be released in May of this year. Now, look, doing 7 years in prison in Leavenworth, I don't discount that. That is a big deal. Okay? Spending one night in jail is a nightmare. That being said, he was tried and convicted. And the thing for me is, Bradley Manning, and I remember when this happened specifically, put people's lives at risk. I mean, he really did. Because the terrorists in Al-Qaeda at the time, because remember, we were fighting, we were involved in a war in both Afghanistan as well as Iraq at the time. his information that he released to WikiLeaks actually had the effect of putting people's lives in danger. Because once it came out, you had many jihadi groups looking at that information and saying, well, let's look and see if any Afghanis or people in Iraq, translators, let's see how they helped the Americans. And this was something that put real lives at risk. In fact, we don't know the extent of what Bradley Manning did, i.e., how it affected people, how many people actually might have died. We don't know that. But he certainly put people's lives at risk. My point of this is that if you look back, and at the time, remember how the left lauded and applauded both Bradley Manning as well as Julian Assange, right? WikiLeaks. I mean, this basically put WikiLeaks on the map. And I remember being very conflicted about it at the time when it happened. And only because of the fact that it put other people's lives at risk. Because this was information that literally put people's lives at risk. And so now, you've got the left applauding the fact that Mr. Obama has commuted the sentence of Bradley Manning. And they're all happy about it. Okay. Cool. Get it. But yet, now, Julian Assange is persona non grata here. Right? Julian Assange is the bad guy. Just today, Josh Earnest said, why would we believe? I don't believe anything Julian Assange says. It's amazing how, you know, the Russians, which we have no proof of anything that the Russians did or how it affected the outcome of the election. I mean, because what they rely upon, these intelligence communities say, well, we know that they hacked. Well, so what? They hack all the time. We hack, they hack, the Israelis hack, Chinese hack, everybody hacks. Everybody hacks. That's the nature of the world we live in. Everybody hacks. Russia's now the bad guys. Are you seeing the irony here? Russia's bad because they've provided WikiLeaks, supposedly, with this information about John Podesta's emails. Julian Assange, Russia bad. But Bradley Manning good. Because didn't Bradley Manning do the exact same thing that the Russians did? But far worse. I would argue worse. Nobody died because of John Podesta's emails. But people's lives were put at risk by Bradley Manning and what he did. Now, again, see the irony here? I mean, Russia did supposedly, according to these, according to the left and the Democrat Party and the media, Russia provided information to WikiLeaks. But they're bad, and we should have an investigation. Bradley Manning provided classified documents to WikiLeaks. Bradley Manning, okay. Do you see the irony here? We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Edward Woodson Show.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches, taxis, promotional trinkets? Forget it. And just try to find your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Internet and radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and ready to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and get ready for results.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
An idle mind is the Woodson's Workshop, and Edward loves company.
Well, the devil got my number, and the devil got my size, and the devil got my head, and the devil got my eyes. I'm trying hard to get up, unless he make it to my heart, cause I wanna make it back from the dark, dark, dark.
Don't be nervous, you've been kidnapped by the Edward Woodson Show.
Yeah.
Well, welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. Well, Hamilton producer Lin-Manuel Miranda is sobbing with gratitude today. Why? Because Mr. Obama announced his decision to free Oscar Lopez Rivera, a Puerto Rican domestic terrorist serving 55 years in prison. Now, maybe you've never heard of Oscar Lopez Rivera. Rivera was the leader of the FALN, a Marxist-Leninist Puerto Rican terrorist group, who claimed responsibility for more than 120 bombings, including the bombing of a New York bar that killed four people in 1975 and wounded 60 others. Rivera's freedom is a cause for leftist Latinos, something that Senator Bernie Sanders seized during his presidential campaign to rally Latino activists. Oscar Lopez Rivera has served 34 years in prison for his commitment to Puerto Rico's independence, Sanders wrote on Twitter in May of 2016. I say to President Obama, let him out. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio also celebrated Rivera's freedom on Twitter. Thank you, POTUS, for freeing Oscar Lopez Rivera, he wrote in English and Spanish. Congratulations to all who fought for this day. Now, let me just say this. Both the people that I just mentioned, Bernie Sanders, as well as Mayor Bill de Blasio. Bernie Sanders, for those people that don't know, spent his honeymoon in Moscow. Right. And Bill de Blasio spent his honeymoon in Havana. Do you see any similarities here or a pattern emerging? Representative Luis Gutierrez was also emotional about the news. He said, I am overjoyed and overwhelmed with emotion. He called Rivera a national hero. It will be a blessed day when I can walk and talk with my friend in the fresh air, far from prison walls, and I am so looking forward to that day. According to the White House, Rivera was serving prison time for the following crimes after FBI officials discovered dynamite and blasting caps in his apartment. These are the crimes that he was charged with. Seditious conspiracy. Interference with interstate commerce by threats or violence. Possession of an unregistered firearm. Carrying firearms during the transmission of violent crimes. Interstate transportation of firearms with the intent to commit violent crimes. Interstate transportation of a stolen vehicle. 4 counts in the Northern District of Illinois. Conspiracy to escape. To transport explosives with the intent to kill and injure people and to destroy government buildings and property. Aiding and abetting travel in interstate commerce to carry on arson. 2 counts. Using a telephone to carry on arson. 2 counts in the Northern District of Illinois. I have no regrets for what I've done in the Puerto Rico independence movement, Rivera said in 1998. The onus is not on us. The crime is colonialism. Thanks to Obama, Rivera's prison term will expire on May 17th, 2017, allowing him to walk free. Now, this is interesting because look at the statement that he made. The crime is colonialism. You see, to Barack Obama and those of his ilk, he believes, he really truly believes that the United States is in fact an imperialist, colonialist power. And he really truly believes that. And that's why he, frankly, hates America. I mean, it's no secret that he feels this way. Okay? So, it's not a surprise to me that he would do this. I mean, my God, he's friends with Bill Ayers. Bill Ayers. I mean, he held a fundraiser at Bill Ayers' house. It has been, of course, rumored that Bill Ayers, in fact, wrote his book, Dreams of My Father. So it doesn't surprise me. Because he's always he has always felt that the United States is a evil colonial power. So it doesn't surprise me. Not in the least bit. But the fact that this is a guy who was blowing up buildings. I mean, I don't know. I don't think people remember really what was going on in New York. I mean, New York was terrorized by these people. People were blowing up. They were setting off bombs all over New York in the 1970s because they wanted independence from the United States. There was this Puerto Rican. It was basically a Marxist-Leninist group of people that were blowing up buildings in the name of freedom and independence for Puerto Rico. Okay. So he's decided that that those are the people that he's going to go ahead and associate with and also, of course, pardon. Or commute. I'm sorry. He's commuting his sentence. He's not pardoning his sentence. Let me just make that distinction here. But doesn't surprise me. Doesn't surprise me. In fact, he I think what he did was, what did he do? He commuted not only Chelsea Manning, Oscar Rivera. There were more than 200 commutations and dozens of pardons today. Before he left the White House, on his way out the door. Now look, it could be that some of these people, and I don't want to bunch them all together in one group. That it could be that could possibly be that some of these people may have deserved a commutation. All right, we'll take a quick break. No going on.
Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call, clicksafety.grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA, and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Still Snoop Dogg with D.I. Guess who's back? Still doing this, Andre.
Oh, show.
Yeah.
Check me out. It's still Dre Day. AK. Though I've grown a lot, can't keep it home a lot. Cause when I frequent the spot that I'm known to rock, you hear the bass from the truck when I'm on the block. Ladies, they pay homage, but haters say Dre fell off. Pounds. My last album was The Chronic. They wanna know if he still got it. They say rap's changed. They wanna know how I feel about it.
Welcome back to the show, 877-317-6432. There are now 60 Democrats that say they will boycott the inauguration of Donald Trump. And did you know, this is nothing new. Did you know that Democrats refused to attend the inauguration of Abraham Lincoln because he had this radical idea of ending slavery? Yes. Uh-huh. Exactly. So this is nothing new. This is nothing new. I want to play this for you because there's been a lot of talk about the fact that Steve Harvey went and met with Donald Trump. It's a big deal. He's gotten such blowback for it. Well, first of all, I want to play this for you. This is a CNN panel. This is Mark Lamont Hill talking about, of course, this came on the heels of, you know, John Lewis talking about how Donald Trump is illegitimate, and then you had Steve Harvey meeting with Donald Trump. And I want to play this for you. This is Mark Lamont Hill, okay? Which this can only be described as black-on-black crime right here. But I want to play this for you here. Okay. Here we go.
So listen, let's move on and talk about something else, about Steve Harvey. And I'm going to get Mark, and then I'll get the others in. So, Mark, Steve Harvey went to Trump Tower and is taking a lot of backlash for meeting with the president-elect. What do you make of this controversy?
You know, I love Steve Harvey, and I have respect for Steve Harvey, and I think his intentions were accurate, or appropriate, rather. But my disagreement is the way in which he's being used by folk like Donald Trump. Again, his intention is just to have a seat at the table. But when you're at the table, you should have experts at the table. You should have people who can challenge the president at the table. I don't care if Steve's there, but if I'm Steve Harvey, I'm bringing Michelle Alexander. I'm bringing Cornel West. I'm bringing Imani Perry. I'm bringing Eddie Glaude. I'm bringing Michael Eric Dyson. I'm bringing some folk with me who can challenge the president and inform the conversation. Otherwise, you're just being
Bruce,
somebody
why
out there.
Are you saying, oh, my God?
Let me real quick.
So Steve Harvey, I guess, according to Mark Lamont Hill, he's got no street cred, right? And he shouldn't, you know, he shouldn't be meeting with Donald Trump. My God, I mean, that's horrible. But listen to this. It gets better.
Because they keep bringing up comedians and actors and athletes to represent black interests is demeaning, it's disrespectful, and it's condescending. Bring some people up there with some expertise, Donald Trump. Don't just bring up people to entertain.
So you were at the meeting. You heard and saw everything.
I don't understand how anything I say would prompt that question.
Listen.
Unless Steve Harvey turned into a policy analyst in the behind-the-scenes meeting, then it doesn't matter what I was there. I'm saying
Mark,
my concern
is
the people he's trumpeting up and putting in front of the cameras.
Mark, you weren't even there. You don't even know what happened, okay?
Okay, yes, I do. Are you disagreeing that he brought
you
out? Are you disagreeing?
You weren't in the room, sir.
How does that?
Let me finish, Mark.
Steve Harvey. I mean, first of all, I want to finish this soundbite because this is the best part of it. Listen.
Negate my point that he brought Steve Harvey and put him in front of the cameras.
Let me tell you, that's my critique. Here's the deal. You don't know what happened. First of all, Pastor Daryl Scott, Michael Cohen, they are in a process of bringing all types of people from all over the country, from all different backgrounds, like we have. Remember the Diversity Coalition, where we reach out to all different types of people?
It was a bunch of mediocre Negroes.
Oh, listen. Mediocre Negroes.
Being dragged in front of TV as a photo op for Donald Trump's exploitative campaign against black people, and you
Mark.
Are... Okay,
how are you going to... So now you want a name call, Mark.
Simone, you better jump in. Let me back Mark up here. Because Mark's making an important point.
Mark is not making an important point. Mark is just talking.
So, you know, the usual suspects... have, of course, come forward to, Snoop Dogg says that all the Uncle Toms, he dares all the Uncle Toms to play for Donald Trump at the inauguration, dares them. And Steve Harvey, let me just say this. Steve Harvey has worked with at-risk kids his whole life. He runs, he's got a ranch, which he pays for with his own money, to bring in inner city kids to this ranch because of the fact that most of these kids, they don't have fathers. So he does this on his own volition, tries to reach out to help people. So now he's being criticized for meeting with the President of the United States. So, the President of the United States calls Steve Harvey. And Steve Harvey is supposed to just go, no, I ain't meeting with you. The most powerful man in the world now. The most powerful man in the world. That's president. It's the president. And so Steve Harvey... he's supposed to just go, no, I'm not going to meet with you, man, because, Hillary won. No, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. Because aren't we supposed to be being this, wasn't Obama going to usher in a post-racial world? Right? And so, I just, I don't understand this. Vitriol directed at Steve Harvey. And he talked about it on his radio show yesterday, how he was really hurt by the fact that people within the black community went after him. It's like if you go, if you veer off and leave the Democrat plantation, then you're criticized for that. I mean, when you think about it, what exactly have Democrats done for black Americans? Look at all the major cities in America. They're all run by Democrats, and they're all run down. But yet, Steve Harvey is being criticized for meeting with Donald Trump. And by the way, Mark Lamont Hill, he was also very critical of Jim Brown as well. Jim Brown, a legend. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Take Pix and get connected today.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Sen, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendeman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthesen.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreonthesen.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
The show, 877-317-6432 is the number here. I wanted to get to this in the last hour, but I didn't get to it, so I want to get to it now. On Friday's edition of Dateline NBC, there was a hour-long special, Reality of Hope, dedicated to outgoing President Barack Obama. And, of course, NBC Nightly News anchor Lester Holt steered clear of any scandals in lieu of gushing over his so-called accomplishments. Holt promised an evening of hard questions, but instead asked questions about how Obama will want himself remembered, if he felt free when he sang Amazing Grace in South Carolina, and how he had a tough time getting what you wanted through, thanks to Republicans, of course. So here are some excerpts from NBC Dateline. Reality of Hope.
Tonight you're going to talk to the American people.
Wait a minute. Here we go.
Tonight you're going to talk to the American people.
Right.
Is this a hard one? Do you know what you're going to say?
His vision of hope was cemented by the years he spent pounding the pavement and talking with people here in the Windy City.
I'm curious now, 8 years later, did you draw on that community organizer in your presidency?
And that was just the beginning of our extraordinary conversation, covering 8 years that made history, but didn't always make the progress he promised.
Can you remember a moment in which it just struck you that they're going to fight me at every turn?
Well, that happened early.
An evening of hard questions.
Didn't the recovery, uneven as it was, plant the seeds for the election of Donald Trump?
And stirring reflections.
You do get emotional at times.
I do.
Felt pretty free at that moment. I mean, were you on, you were second-term president?
Well, I was looking at the two daughters of Reverend Pinckney.
The election in 2008 brought lofty expectations.
So help you God.
So help me God.
Congratulations, Mr. President.
It didn't take long for a harsher reality to set in. In 2009, a congressman interrupted the president's speech to a joint session.
The reforms I'm proposing would not apply to those who are here illegally.
You lie. A stunning breach of protocol
that foreshadowed a contentious 8 years.
You had a tough time. You had a tough time getting what you wanted through, and you got a lot of it through. But was there a point, can you remember a moment in which it just struck you that this isn't going to be easy? They're going to fight me at every turn.
Well, that happened early. Well, what is true is that the ability of Republican leaders to rile up their base, helped along with by folks like Rush Limbaugh.
It was Rush Limbaugh and talk radio.
Commentators on Fox News, I think.
Oh, and Fox News.
Created an environment in which Republican voters would punish Republicans for cooperating with me. That hothouse of back and forth argument and really sharp partisanship, I think, has been harmful to the country.
See, there you go. The partisanship. That's how I started the show. If you listen to the first hour, I started the show by talking about this partisanship. This is a canard. One of the biggest canards of all is this everybody wants us to, you know, work together to get things done. Nothing could be further from the truth. Literally, nothing could be further from the truth. That's not what people want. People have rejected the policies of Barack Obama. They have rejected the Democrat Party. And that's the reality here. So to blame the fact that he didn't get anything done because of folks like Rush Limbaugh and Fox News, I would like to remind people that for the first 2 years that Mr. Obama was president, he had majorities in the House and the Senate. And yet did nothing. So when I hear that, you know, we would have liked to have gotten things done, but for, you know, Fox News and the Republicans, and the Republicans couldn't vote because, you know, their base wouldn't let them. No, that's not what happened at all. It's nonsense. The fact is that you concentrated on one thing. In fact, that's what the liberals will always tell you this. They'll go, well, you know, healthcare. Okay, healthcare. All right. And what's going to happen to healthcare? Because we already know that Donald Trump has a pen. He's got a phone. And now he has, in addition to that, he's got majorities in the House and the Senate. And he also has now a mandate. Yeah, he has a mandate. Yeah, he got 306 electoral votes. Okay? That to me, he didn't have a squeaker. He didn't squeak by. He won convincingly. And so, all this talk now, and I know that they've been flailing about, talking about whether or not Trump is legitimate or not. It's over. Okay? you lost. Get over it. Put your big boy pants on and deal with reality. Deal with reality. Because there is a new sheriff in town. And you lost. You know, there's nothing worse than excuses. Well, you know, there was an opposition party and they opposed me. Well, yeah, that's what opposition parties do. It's amazing to me how the media always talks about how, well, you know, what's the first thing the Republicans said is that they wanted to oppose him. Is that not any different than what Democrats are saying now? They're going to be the resistance. That the media is going to be the resistance. All right. I got to take a quick break. The madness and the mayhem, the turning moment. Do not go anywhere.
Thank you for tuning in to the Edward Woodson Show, changing talk radio forever. Listen to the Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
Hi, I'm Dr. Craig Sammet from Anthem. Did you know that premature birth is the number one cause of death of babies? That's why the Anthem Foundation is working with the March of Dimes to fight to end premature birth and birth defects. But you can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in the newborn intensive care unit. Together, we can help save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.